A new law in Washington state is aimed at helping kids who have experienced trauma succeed in preschool. It's focused on training caregivers to recognize and respond to signs of trauma. Governor Inslee signed the new law on Thursday. Deborah Wong reports.
There's a lot going on the playground at Wellspring Child Services in Seattle. The under three classroom is having outdoor time, and a bunch of young boys are zooming around on scooters.
Whoa, you okay?
These kids all come from tough backgrounds. Most of their families are homeless, and more than half of them have witnessed domestic violence. Bevette Irvis is the director of the Early Learning Center here. She tells a story of a time when a young boy came to school after witnessing his father threaten his mother with a knife.
The child actually took the small plastic knife and was holding it up to the neck of one of the little girls in the classroom.
That's what he'd seen his dad do to his mom.
He was crashing things in the classroom and a lot of yelling and also repeating the words that he heard his dad using towards his mom.
In most preschool classrooms or daycares, that kind of behavior would likely get the child kicked out. Melanie Smith is a lobbyist for Wellspring.
You know, oftentimes child care providers are really put in a kind of terrible position where in order to maintain the safety and security of the other kids, they are compelled to expel the one.
Smith says there aren't good numbers for Washington State, but a national study found that preschool kids are three times as likely to be expelled as school-age kids. At Wellspring, where they specialize in teaching kids who have experienced trauma, they're trained to approach big behavior problems differently. They start by asking a simple question. Where is this behavior coming from? The goal is to understand how to address the causes rather than just stop the behaviors. That's the kind of training the new law would extend to preschool teachers in the state. By next year, the goal is to come up with a 5-year plan to train teachers in what's called trauma-informed childcare, so that more young kids who have experienced trauma can stay in school. I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.